Hi guys, this is Eminence Utopia, and this is the aftercare for Forced at the Doctor's Office, specifically for people who are into non-con content, who seek it out, enjoy it, or into it. So first off, if you listen to the audio, thank you for listening. If you liked it, that's great, and you should be allowed to feel good about that. I understand that rape can be a difficult topic for some people, and I think it's great that we try to stay conscious of that. All the same, I think that nobody should shame you for being into this kind of stuff, least of all yourself. So if you enjoyed this, take a deep breath and just be like, that's okay. The one thing I wanted to talk about in particular is the in-character aftercare for this one. So, I haven't done in-character aftercare for a rape audio where I'm the aggressor for a while. A lot of the time that's because I think people like the fantasy that, like, there is that kind of, like, bad ending. And I knew I wanted to kind of make this one CNC because I liked the twist that it was like, oh, he's a doctor, but he's not a doctor. But then in the end, he really was the doctor. What was I going to say? So I tried to take a different route with the aftercare this time. Traditionally, when I do the aftercare in character, there's a lot of kind of holding and more like comfort grounding, where it's like, you're okay, like no one's gonna hurt you, like you're valuable to me, blah 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 blah, like all this stuff where it's like it's kind of like a you're safe now kind of thing. And I intentionally didn't put any of that really beyond like a baseline amount of check-in into this audio, because I wanted to portray like a healthy, or what I would perceive or argue is a healthy, like, communication dynamic between two consenting partners, where it's like, I think when I do the aftercares that are like, it's okay, like, nobody's gonna hurt you, like, you're safe, and like, you're not my little rape slut and stuff like that, you're valuable, like, I think those are good, and I think those are important, and I think it's equally important to portray a scenario where both people just come out of it and they're fine. And they're like, that was like, I liked the idea that both participants come out of the scene like, damn, that was great. Because I think that's just as valid. I think that's actually not something I've really done before as much, where two people are enthusiastically like happy after that kind of scene. And which is weird, because kind of like that's really kind of the best outcome. I think I tend to do the more cuddly, like coddling aftercare, because I want to be conscious of the people who aren't into it as much, but you know, this is something I wanted to do. So I guess the reason I led with that is you can kind of take the dynamic between the listener and the speaker character in this audio to also be sort of like an affirmation of like, you know what, being into this kind of thing and communicating with it clearly with your partner should be a good thing. And that's sort of what I wanted it to be about. So I tried to keep it like, oh, like what worked in this? Like, did you like this? Like, I really like this. Can we do more of that? I think that's a dialogue that I would like to try to normalize. So if this audio could normalize that for you just a little bit, I think that counts as a win for me. That being said, I do want to sort of, go through the usual stuff, which is, you know, like, nobody should be treating you this way. You know, this is purely a fantasy that we want to play out, between consenting adults. If a actual doctor or a proclaimed doctor like treats you in this fashion and you are uncomfortable, you are completely within your rights to feel that way. And it's something that you should probably speak up about. Or that I would encourage you to, like, speak up about, or, like, you know, enforce your own boundaries. Those are very important for you, and you deserve to have those boundaries respected. The kind of behavior that, like, the beginning of the physical, like, is purposely meant to be, like, kind of disconcerting, where he's, like, making the listener open their mouth for just, like, a little bit too long, and he's kind of, like, clearly feeling them up a little bit. Like, that's highly unprofessional behavior. Like, nobody should be treating you that way. Forget doctor. Like, nobody should be treating you that way unless you are enthusiastically consenting to it. So, like, I don't care if it's, like, a massage therapist, or if it's your chiropractor, or if it's your, like, physician. It's just, like, you know, if your boundaries are being violated, then, you know, you deserve to have them maintained. That's mostly it. I mean, this is pretty, it's always helpful when, like, the in-character, like, kind of does a lot of the lifting of the aftercare. But again, like, if you liked this, I know I led with this, and I'm gonna say it again, but, like, I think sometimes people walk away from audios about rape, even sometimes the consensual non-consent scenarios, and they feel a little guilty, or they feel a little dirty, or, like, feel like I shouldn't have enjoyed that, but I did. If the feeling of I shouldn't have enjoyed that, but I did is a good feeling to you, then enjoy that. Enjoy that feeling. That's good. But if you, like, if you actually feel like if that nagging sense is, like, taking away from your enjoyment of this, and you're enjoying it in, like, a safe and consensual environment, which I assume you are, since it's an audio, I'm giving you my consent by recording it, and presumably you are giving your consent by listening. You know, there's nothing to feel bad about. If this is something you're into, you deserve to have that. So, yeah, don't let anybody take that away from you. Yeah, I think that's it. So, thanks for watching? Excuse me? Thanks for listening. Stay safe, drink some water, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.